Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving weekend, the big time for turkey and big meals and hopefully lots of visiting and family time too. As some folks talk about that Thanksgiving Day feast, they think, well, or they feel like, all right, after the meal, that's a good time for a nap. And that's going to be okay on one day a week. But the rest of our lives, we need to get up and moving. Now, we talk about exercise programs, and it's not been big on my list. I think I'm going to just quit calling it exercise and call it physical activity. And actually, the guidelines from many sources do call it physical activity because a specific exercise program may not be needed for you, just getting some physical activity in. Why would you want to do that? Well, we've heard for years that it might help us keep a good weight, and being overweight causes a lot of health problems. And we've also heard that it's good for our heart, to keep our hearts in good shape. But just found some research through the magazine is called Nutrition Action, and a good source, a credible source of information, and based on much research. So I don't know where I've been, but as I read this, I thought, you know, there's reasons for activity than I'd been hearing in the past. And the first one is staying sharp. You know, as we get older, it seems like I can't remember that. I don't remember somebody's name. Give me a couple days and it'll come back to me, because we just keep stuffing more stuff into our brains and it gets kind of like an overloaded computer. But in the research that's been done, it says especially aerobic activity can really help cognitive and called crystallization brain work. Physical activity seems to make people a bit more hardy against cognitive decline. And Charles Hillman is the associate director of the Center for Cognitive and Brain Health at Northeastern University. So he says we can slow down the risk for serious cognitive problems. That's based on a study that tracked thousands of people for up to 12 years. I always like to see those numbers rather than, you know, 20 people for 2 days. We have a bit more information here. And the good news is you don't have to wait for ever to reap those benefits. It really starts as soon as you get active. One of the most notable findings of this research was that a single bout of exercise or activity has benefits on cognitive function, that we can think better, you know, do things better. And it's, again, aerobic exercise is the best part of exercise, but any exercise will help. The most consistent benefits of this activity are on memory, attention, the ability to ignore distractions and stay focused, and the ability to perform multiple tasks at once. How often do we try to do that? Another thing that they found that was kind of a surprise is that our ability to remember facts, people, places, things has also improved related to some physical activity. And also the ability to problem solve and think abstractly. I kind of think all of those kind of covers the waterfront of what we expect our brains to do. And part of this is that it also changes our brains in a positive way. Both the gray matter, which are the neurons themselves, and white matter, which improves how well the neurons communicate with each other, benefit from physical activity. So, want to be less forgetful? Guess just get that activity going and get some help immediately. Another area is related to diabetes, and the regular physical activity strongly reduces the risk of developing type 2 diabetes in people of all body sizes. People may have a 25 to 35% lower risk of type 2 diabetes than people with no activity. And one reason for this, well, exercise makes your body more sensitive to insulin. So the insulin is going to do its job a little bit better. And again, you don't have to have done this exercise or this activity for years. It begins improving the lowering the risk right away. Although consistency makes it better than say, well, I'm going to do this once a week. Better to do it several times a week. And we're going to talk about this, how much is recommended, how much activity is recommended. As we mentioned, we've heard for a long time, in fact, since the 1950s, that physical activity plays an important role in the prevention of heart disease. Why? Well, exercise can lower blood pressure, blood sugar, and other risk factors for heart disease. It also helps keep blood vessels supple. How much exercise or activity versus how much sitting. More than 8 or 9 hours a day is where you really see increased risk. And so think about, if you're the person who just doesn't want to move, or perhaps has problems moving, or you have that kind of job that it's a sitting job and you're just not getting much physical activity. You perhaps have heard that you should get up every hour for 10 minutes. Turns out that's not based on any data. It's just somebody's idea that, hey, that would be a good thing. The bottom line, ideally you should replace some sitting with moderate or vigorous activity. But if all you can do is stand, stand. If you can walk, good. Even on the telephone, you're talking on the phone, do you have to be sitting down? Maybe not. Perhaps could be walking around as you talk. And walking briskly is better than just walking, but just walking is certainly better than nothing at all. So a couple more areas I want to mention, but let's talk about how much. What is the physical activity guideline? Well, it's not real high. 150 minutes a week for moderate intensity aerobic activity. 20 minutes a day, and you don't even have to do that all in 20 minutes. If you want to break that up into 10 minutes twice a day, that's okay too. So what's moderate intensity aerobic activity? Well, brisk walking, bicycling slower than 10 miles per hour on level ground, or perhaps ballroom dancing, that's on your schedule, or water aerobics. And there are places in our communities where water aerobics are certainly available. If you want to be the vigorous intensity aerobic group, then it's jogging or running, bicycling faster than 10 miles per hour, hiking uphill with a heavy load, or just that high intensity exercise interval training. So that's at the high end. And then in addition, it suggested that some strength training be done twice a week. So when you say strength training, you're picturing people lifting weights. Well, that's one of them. But you can walk up and down stairs. That's lifting your body. So that's weightlifting for most of us. So think about how that activity I need to think about. How I can get that activity done. A couple of other areas that you might not think about in terms of the benefits of activity. One, of course, is muscle strength, because after 30, most of us start losing muscle tone. And that's just an expectation. It's just part of what happens to us. So we want to keep those muscles in good shape. And lastly, I want to mention sleep. Sleeping, all kinds of advertising for helping us to sleep. Well, lots of basic good information and testing on how or when activity leads to more sleep. One of the studies was done on 75,000 older women and how they could improve their sleeping because of increased activity. So maybe our Thanksgiving goal is to increase our physical activity if we're not already doing that. And until next time, life is full of intersections and choices. Your first choice is to recognize an intersection. Your second choice is to be grateful for it. That's from Ryan Lilly.